Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 7th of May. The Need for Illumination. Christ comes to us as the King through the word that is proclaimed by the Holy Spirit through his messengers. A messenger of Christ proclaims the gospel to an unbeliever, saying, "You are not my people on account of unbelief." This is the message to those who are outside of the church. It is also proclaimed to those who are in the church who may have drawn back in unbelief as they have succumbed to the anxieties, desires, and pursuits that compete with their new creation life. This is affecting their sight, which Jesus likens to thorns growing in the ground of our heart. Of course, this is an affront to people whose gospel is imbued with believism, even though the way that they live and relate in the church is contrary to the culture of Christ. Holding fast to their believism, they assert that they are one of God's people, and in doing so, say, "We see." Because a person claims to see, denying the word that is revealing otherwise, Jesus said that their sin remains. That is, they find no deliverance from their sin and remain under condemnation. In contrast to this, a person who is bankrupt in spirit recognizes that they are spiritually blind and are in need of illumination and understanding. This was the confession of the man whose natural blindness was healed when Jesus formed new eyeballs for him from the dust of the earth. After this man had been cast out of the synagogue, Jesus found him and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" Demonstrating his poverty of spirit, the man acknowledged his lack of spiritual sight, asking, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" Jesus made himself known to the man, who then confessed, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 1 verse 9, John chapter 9 verse 41, John chapter 9 verses 6 and 7, and John chapter 9 verses 35 to 38. For further study, John chapter 9.